And to be... Ah, you don't hear? A matter of fact, Herr Herrschfeld invited me. I don't know, just ask them. There's a mic too. The Rabbi Herrschfeld invited, extended invitation to me to meet the alumni.
Is this better? Try it.
Well, Rabbi Herrschfeld invited me to meet with the alumni. So I was under the impression that he meant with the committee from the alumni, the elderly rabbonim of the alumni. It was consisting of 10, 12, 15, and I'm sincere. And just to discuss the halachic matter. It turned out that, when I came into the hall and I saw the crowd, I was surprised, taken aback. Anyway, I cannot go back on my promise. It's too late. So I'll have to do something about it and not discuss, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just develop three ideas about Gerus, halachic ideas. No philosophy, no theology, no psychology. But halachic ideas about Gerus, and if you want to ask questions, I'll be glad, I'll be happy to answer them. However, before I'm going to do that, I have to discharge another duty, and the reason I do it is the sadness in my heart. But I somehow, you know me, I've never criticized anybody, I've never attacked anybody, and I've never set myself up as a Georgian arbiter who approves or disapproves some statements made by someone, by some people. But I have today, what you say it in Hebrew, kolu kolatiti. And I feel it's my duty to say to make the following statement. But I told you, I'm going to make the following statement. And I'm very sad that I have to do it. But somehow I cannot... I have no choice in the matter. There is no alternative. What I'm going to say is, I want you to understand, my credo about Torah and the way Torah should be taught and Torah should be studied. Being a Rosh Yeshiva, a teacher, a Talmud, a teacher, all my life, who is the major part of my adult life, I have taught many, many people, and I don't know how many, but many people, and when I do teach, time comes to stop for me. I don't look at the timepiece, the clock, or at my wristwatch, I just teach. It is to me teaching has a tremendous, a very strange impact upon me. I simply feel when I do teach there, I feel the breath of eternity on my face. Even now when I am old, of course, certainly not young, teaching Torah, shiurim, or teaching Torah, relieves me of the fear of death and of all the blues and depressive moments which elderly people go through. When I do teach, I feel rejuvenated, and as if I were 25 or 30 years old. If not for the study and teaching of Torah, I would have lost my sanity in the year of triple ability, 67. It was on the verge of mental collapse, breakdown. I did not. I emerged victorious. And this is due to one thing only. My, I would say, my mad dedication to talk. I'm not trying to brag or to boast. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I was hit that year and the following year. I felt somehow, because of teaching Torah, that I was not lonely, I was not alone. That I had somebody on me, and somebody was invisible, but I felt his presence. To confide that there was somebody on whose shoulder I could cry, and there was somebody from whom I could almost demand the words of solace and comfort. People don't know, I mean, again, and please take it the proper spirit, I'm not bragging. I don't know how much, what my schedule is. They know I say Shurim here. So I try, I say three times a week, I mean, the yeshiva. I mean, you know, the Shurim, an hour and a half, never happens. I should get through in an hour and a half this year. So 2 hours, and sometimes 3 hours, I mean, sometimes more than 3 hours. It's not strange, I mean, the boys who sit in my class are very young, I mean, perhaps one third of my age, but they come out exhausted, I come out refreshed. That's what it's here. Then I come into Boston, so every Friday morning from 8:30, for 3 hours, until 11:30, I study with my son-in-law. Saturday, believe me that I can't afford to take a nap on Saturday morning. I haven't taken a nap on Saturday morning for the last, I would say, 20 years. Because I study with my grandchildren. I study with Moshe 3 hours, please. And I study with Mayor 2.5 hours. The same is Sunday, and the same is Monday. I have no time sometimes to sit down and to relax. Thank you. The study of Torah has had such a great cathartic impact upon me, as you understand it, and is rooted in the wondrous experience I always have when I open up the Gemara. Somehow, when I do open up the Gemara, either alone or when I'm in company, so to say, and I do teach others, I have the impression, don't call it hallucination, it's not an hallucination, I have the impression as if I heard, I would say, soft footsteps of somebody, invisible, who comes in and sits down with me, sometimes looking over my shoulder. It is simply the idea, it's not a mystical idea. It is the Gemara, the Mishnah Novis, the Gemara in Brochet, Rafili Yochid Veisig Bater, Eshchino Shchuyo. And we all believe that the nation of Terah, the one who gave us this Terah, has never deserted the Terah. And he simply walks, he accompanies the Terah wherever the Terah has a, let's say, a rendezvous or an appointment, a date with somebody, he's there. Therefore, the study of Torah has never been for me a dry, formal, intellectual performance act. No matter how important a role the intellect plays, you know very well that I place very much great deal of emphasis upon the intellectual understanding and analysis. You know that, I mean, this actually was what my grandfather, Chaim Brochel, sent me actually introduced. And you know, and I can tell you, and I told it so many times, and I tell it again, our methodology, our analysis, and our manner of conceptualizing and inferring and classifying and defining things, halachic matters, does not lead behind the most modern, philosophical analysis. I happen to know something about it. We are far ahead of it. From the tools, the logical tools, the epistemological instruments which we employ in order to analyze a sugya, let us say, in Cheske Shabbatim, in Ore, or in Shabbat, or in Balakame, it doesn't matter, are the most modern. They are very impressive. A great son that I may have my grandfather. But anyway, we avail ourselves of the most modern method of understanding, of abstracting, of inferring, of classifying, defining, and so forth with us. So there is no doubt that the intellect plays a tremendous role in limited affairs. However, Talmud Torah is more than intellectual performance. It is a total, all-encompassing, and all-embracing involvement. Mind and heart, will and feeling. The very center of the human personality. The emotional man, logical man, voluntaristic man, all of them are involved in the study of God. Talmud Torah is basically, for me, an ecstatic experience through which one meets God. And again, I want to say whatever I told you now is not just mysticism or due to my mystical inclinations. It isn't so. The Gemara says so. Chazal has equated Talmud Torah with revelation. The great event, drama, Gilui Shchina, is reenacted and restaged and relived every time a Jew opens the Gemara. The Talmud in Brochas, while discussing the problem of Balkari, the researcher of Balkari, expressed itself as follows. The sign is the day to move on echo with Nay Vanecho, Yay Masher Amaito, Nay Alishem and Kecho de Hare, Male Alain, Beimo, Beiro, Bereses, Ubizia, Afkan Beimo, Beire, Bereses, Ubizia. But make them known into thy children and thy children's children, the day that thou stoodest before the Lord, thy God and Hare, so the Terra didn't say, made known the Alochet, more than that, made known simply your rendezvous with God. It means they should experience exactly what you did experience when you stood before the God in Cheren. How did the people stood before God in Cheren? With fear, awe, with a tremor in their heart, trembling. So must every Jew who engages in Talmud Torah stand before God with fear, awe, and tremor. And that's why about fear is also the material. This is the reason. It's not a tume, but he is not in the mood to experience the presence of the Almighty. To experience revelation every time he engages in study. So if a Jew cannot experience revelation when he is busy studying, so he's also the Talmud Torah. This is the reason for Balkarian. In other words, the study of the Torah is an ecstatic, metaphysical performance. The study of the Torah is an act of, and the study of the Torah is an act of surrender. This is so important. What did you surrender when you started it all? And that's why Chazal has emphasized so many times the importance of humility. The importance of humility. And that the proud person can never be a great scholar. Only the humble person. Why is it necessary? Because study of Torah means meeting the Almighty, of course. And if a finite being meets the infinite, the Almighty, the maker of the world, of course, this meeting must precipitate a mood of humility. What in humility, results in surrender. What do you surrender to the Almighty? You surrender first two things, in my opinion.
I'll explain.
We surrender to the Almighty the everyday logic, or what I call it the mercantile logic, or the logic of the businessman, or the logic of the utilitarian person. And we embrace another logic, Messinah. And secondly, we also surrender the everyday will, which is very utilitarian, very superficial. And we embrace another will, the will Messinah. And it is not, as I told you before, it's not just Bush and Levis. The Rambam, when he explains Kabbalah, Seir, Malchus, Shemayim, and Krishna, and he explains the Gemara with the Mat Kodmo, Tarsha Shema, with Tarsha Shemayim, Shemera, Shemaya, which is Kabbalah, Seir, Malchus, Shemayim, and Krilo. So the Rambam enumerates the elements of Seir, Malchus, Shemayim, is Avosei, Lord of God, Yirosei, Fear of God, the Talmud, and Talmud Torah, Shuhikar HaGodel, and Shatul Talmudet. The Talmud Torah is an F. Talmud Torah means Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shemayim. And that's the reason why Talmud Torah, one must not study the Torah, unless he says the Birkat HaTorah. This is the reason for Kaddish the Rabbanah, because Talmud Torah constitutes an act of surrender, of Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shemayim, of accepting the harness of mitzvah. Interesting is, Chazal always said, Eil Malchus Shemayim. Why not Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? Why not Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? Why Eil Malchus Shemayim? What is the answer? The answer is that Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shemayim means that Malchus Shemayim is convenient, cooperating with man. When man has the impression as if Malchus Shemayim is out to promote his everyday business, that Malchus Shemayim is good, is acceptable, even from a pragmatic, pure pragmatic viewpoint, from a purely utilitarian viewpoint. So that's why Chazal has always inserted the word ale, harness. Harness means regardless of the affair. That Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is very, sometimes very uncomfortable. And requires of men sacrificial action. And it is a heavy yoke. It's a yoke. But still, the Kabbalah must take place. Let me now just enumerate the aspect of Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shemayim, which is identical with Talmud Torah. What does Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shemayim require of the learned Torah, of the person who studies Torah? First, we must pursue the truth. And nothing else but the truth. However, the truth in Talmud Torah can be achieved through the singular, halachic Torah thinking. And Torah understanding. The truth is attained from within, in accord with the methodology given to Moses and passed down from generation to generation. The truth can be discovered only through joining the ranks of the Chachmei HaMeseira. It's ridiculous to say, I have discovered something of which the Rashba didn't know, the Akteis didn't know, the Lula Goyer had no knowledge. I have discovered the approach to the interpretation of Torah which is completely new. It's ridiculous. One has to join the ranks of the Chachmei HaMeseira, Chazal, Rishonim, Gedolei Achronim, and must not try to rationalize from without. The Chuki HaTere, and judge, must not judge, Chuki Mishpotim, in terms of a secular system of values. Such an attempt, be it historicism, be it psychologism, be it utilitarianism, undermines the very foundation of Tere Umatere. Eventually, to the most tragic consequences of assimilationism and neo-ism. No matter how good the intentions are of the person suggesting. Second, we must not yield, I mean emotionally, it's very important. We must not develop experiences inferiority complex. And because of that complex, yield to the charm, usually it's a transient passing charm, of modern political or ideological slogans. I say not only not to compromise, certainly not to compromise, but even not to yield emotionally, not to feel inferior, not to experience the inferiority complex. And it should never occur to me that it's important if we would cooperate just a little bit with the modern trend or with the secular modern philosophy. In my opinion, Yehadus does not have to apologize either to the modern woman or to the modern representatives of religious subjectivism. There's no need for apology. We should have pride in our Maseir, in our heritage. And of course, certainly, it goes without saying, one must not try to compromise with those cultural trends. One must not try to gear the halachic norm to the transient values of a neurotic society. That's what our society is. Say us. Kabbalah Seyum HaRoshamayim, which is an identical act with that of Talmud Torah, requires of us to revere and to love and to admire the words of the Chachmei HaMeseira. Be they Tanoim, be they Amoraim, be they Rishonim, I don't care. These are prime duties. They are the final authority. An irresponsible statement about Chazal borders, I don't like to use the word, but according to my mind that it is, and the heretic. But the Rambam says about Zdukim, the Rambam says, who is that Zdukim? You have a Rambam? The Rambam Perdium of Shuver, the Hena Kaiser Biperusha, Vutero Shabalpe, the Amakrish Magidero, in Sodeku Bible. It's very strange. I want to discuss with my father. If he says that whoever denies the truthfulness or the authenticity of Tero Shabalpe is a Zuki, why did he add the Amakrish Magidero? Whoever denies the authority of the scholars and of the material. So apparently the Rambam says that under the category of Kofrim Batere are classified not only those who deny that for instance Nisach HaMayim is required, or HaRovesh HaMikdash is required, or they deny the Perush Valpe, but then they are. There's no doubt about it. But moreover, even those who admit the Torah Shebaalpe, that admit the truthfulness of the Torah Shebaalpe, but they are critical of Chachmei Chazal as personalities. They find fault with Chachmei Chazal, fault in their character, Rachmanu Litzlan, or in their behavior, in their conduct. Chazal had a prejudice which actually has no impact upon the Aloha. Nevertheless, it is to be considered as a kefir. V'chin ha-kefir b'perushe v'teiro she-ba'al-pe v'amakhish magidero. It means v'amakhish magidero. He denies the perfection and the truthfulness of Chachma Chazal. Not of the Torah, again. But of the Chachma Chazal as personality. As real persona. As far as their character is concerned, their philosophy is concerned, the outlook of the world is concerned. But let me add something. It's very important. Not only the Alochet, but also the Chazokets, which Chachmei Chazal have introduced, are indestructible. We must temper, we must not temper, not only with the Alochet, but even with the Chazokets. For the Chazokets, which Chazal spoke of, rest not upon transient, psychological, behavioral patterns, but upon permanent ontological principles rooted in the very depth of the human personality, in the metaphysical human personality, which is as changeless as the heavens above. Let us take, for instance, let's take an example. The Chazoke, for instance, that's what I was told about. Chazoke from Tan Lemeisav Dum and Lemeisav Amore. Has absolutely nothing to do with the social and political status of the woman in antiquity. The Chazoke is based not upon his sociological factors, but wat aan het woord in Breesjes. Harde, harde, in twee nech, wel jener, beette veel de bonnen, wel licht als je kost zich met hem zo bar. I will greatly multiply thy pain, and thy travail in pain thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. It is a metaphysical curse rooted in the feminine personality. She suffers incomparably more than the male who while in solitude. Solitude to the male is not as terrible an experience, as a horrifying experience, as solitude to a woman. And this will never change. Shkimei HaShamayim HaLaOrez will never change. But it is not a psychological fact, it's an existential fact. It's not due to the inferior status of the woman, but it's due to the difference, to the basic distinction between the human person, between the female personality and the male personality. Loneliness frightens the woman. And an old spinster's life is much more miserable and tragic than the life of an old bachelor. And this was true in the antiquity, it is still true, and it will be true 8,000 years from now. So to say that Tom Dewey, the base of Armour, was due, or is due, to the inferior political or social status of the woman, is simply means simply misinterpreting the chazoke from Tam Dume the Meshach Ramale. And no legislation can alleviate the pain of a single woman. No legislation can change this role. She was burdened with that by the Almighty after she violated the first norm. And let me ask you a question. Rabbeinu Shlomo, God Almighty, if you should start modifying and reassessing the chazokes upon which a multitude of halachas rest, you will destroy your habit. So instead of philosophizing, let us rather light the match and set fire to the basis oil. So we'll get rid of the whole problem. And I was told that it was recommended that the method of Haskinu Rabbono Likdushim may be reintroduced. If this recommendation be accepted, I hope it will not be accepted. However, if this recommendation be accepted, then there will be no need for a guest. No need for a guest. Oishim Nifnes Dorten, Mekesu Shtar Chazoko, Vinyetis Dorten, Begeto Beterishim, we will be able to cross out this Mishnah, this halacha. Every rabbi will suspend the Kedushin. And why should all not be this halacha, if such a privilege exists, why should this privilege be monopolized by the Rabbanus of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? Why couldn't the rabbinical assembly do as well as the Rabbanus of Rosh Hashanah? If the problem is asking the Rabbanus of Rosh Hashanah, I mean, Rabbeinu Gaon HaKula, I mean, what are you out? I mean, to destroy everything? There will be out there, frankly, I'll be relieved after Mishich Tessa, wouldn't that say sure? I'll give you the Dushan, and then you want it as well. And I want to be frank. And open, do you expect to survive Er sollte noch Arbeit? Oh, do you expect to carry on the machinery under such circumstances? Tears will replace the toil. I hope that those who are present here will join me in simply in objecting to such symposia and to such discussions and debates at the rabbinical convention. When I was told about it, I thought, would it be possible? I mean, I cannot imagine that at the Republican National Convention or Democratic National Convention, there should be introduced a symposium whether communism and democracy, I mean, perhaps communism should replace democracy in the United States. Could you imagine such a possible event? Why not? Because there are certain postulates to which people are, a certain system of postulates which people are committed. I mean, and such a discussion, for instance, at the National Convention of the Republican Party would be outside of the system of postulates to which the American people are committed to. I mean, and to speak about changing the Halachos of Chazal is, of course, is at least as nonsensical as discussing communism at the Republican National Convention. It's discussing self-destruction, methods of self-destruction and suicide. I know, you don't have to tell it to me, because the Shecham and Echi Yeshiva, I don't live in an ivory tower and I don't live in a fool's paradise. I know that modern life is very complex. I know your problems. Many of your problems are passed on to me. We are confronted with horrible problems. Social, political, cultural, and economic. Problems with the family, problems of the community, and problems of society in general. We feel, and I sometimes feel like you, as if we were swimming against the tide. The tide is moving rapidly with tremendous force in the opposite direction in which we are moving. I feel it, I know that, I mean, you don't have to tell it to me. The crowd, the great majority has deserted us and cares for nothing. I know the danger of the street of Ulrich, I mean, of weddings, of church weddings, in which a Jew or a Jewess, I mean, is united in marriage, I mean, by a priest and some reform rabbi. I know all of that. We are facing awesome challenge. And I am mindful of all that. I don't believe, as I told you, in the full paradise. However, if you think that the solution lies in a reformist philosophy, or in an extraneous interpretation of the halacha, you are badly mistaken. It is self-evident. Many problems are insoluble. You can't help it. For instance, about the problem of the two mamzer in the Eretz Yisrael. You can't help it. We have the institution of mamzer. No one can abandon it. Neither the Rav Roshi nor the Risha Gilo cannot be abandoned. It's a possible chumash of a mamzer in the Kalanishan. It's very tragic. The Medrash already spoke about it, the Risha Zima Sashukim. But it's a reality, it's a religious reality. As if we say to our opponents, or to the dissident Jews, that is our stand, They'll dislike us. They'll say we are inflexible, we are ruthless, we are cruel, but they'll respect us. But however, if you try to cooperate with them, or even if certain halachic schemes are introduced from within, I don't know, you would not commend law. You would not get their law. But you'll certainly lose their respect. It's exactly what happened in Eretz Yisrael. What can we do? This is Teres Meisha and this is surrender. This is Kabbalah saying, no, what am I? We surrender. The Torah summons the Jew to live heroically. We cannot allow a Neshishish, no matter how tragic the case is, to remarry without a get. We cannot allow, permit, a Gigeres to marry a Cain, and sometimes the cases are very tragic. I know from my own experience. I had a case in Rochester with a Gentile girl. She became a Gieres. The woman became a Gieres before she met a boy. And she was a real Gieres, I tell you. She did not join our fold because she wanted to marry somebody. Gieres, I tell you. And when she met the Jewish boy, he came from an alienated background, had absolutely no knowledge of Yahadah. She brought him close to Yahadah. And they got engaged, and he visited the cemetery. Since he came closer to the others, he wanted to find out about his family, about his family tree. So he visited the cemetery in which his grandfather was buried, and he saw a strange symbol, ten fingers, like that. So he began to ask, he thought it's some mystical symbol. So he discovered that he's a king. What can we do? This is our loche, that the king is also the grusha, the I know the problem. We surrender to the will of the Almighty. On the other hand, to say that the halacha is not sensitive to problems and not responsive to the needs of the people is an outright falsehood. The halacha is responsive to the needs of both the community and the individual. But halacha has its own orbit, moves at a certain definitive speed, has its own pattern of responding to a challenge, its own criteria and principles. When I come from a rabbinic house, and it's called Beis Harav, right? When you reach the bar, but Chidushim are within the system, not from the outside. You cannot psychologize halacha, historicize halacha, or rationalize halacha. Because this is something foreign, something extraneous. As a matter of fact, not all halacha. Can you psychologize mathematics? Well, ask your question. Of all mathematics, it was... So let us take the Euclidean geometry. I can give many psychological explanations of why Euclid said the two parallels don't cross. Or the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. If I were a psychologist, I could interpret it in psychological terms. Would it change the postulate, the mathematical postulate? And more down the pillar, man, Almighty God, when it comes to theory, which is Nakodish Boku, is all the instruments of psychology and history and utilitarian morality, I mean, are being used in order to undermine the very authority of the law. The human being is invited to be creative, inventive, and engage in inspiring research from within, but not from without. Instead of complaining against the inflexibility of halakha, let us expose its endless, let us explore its endless spaces, I mean, and enjoy Talmud Torah. And to find in Talmud Torah a redemptive, cathartic, and inspiring reality. So that's all I have to say. Now let us get to the Shia. Let me just say, before we touch Gerus, I want to tell you something. That will be to be characteristic of our approach. A ger has complete Kedushas Yisrael. There is no difference between the Kedushas Yisrael of a ger and the Kedushas Yisrael, what I say, of David HaMelech. The same Kedushas Yisrael. The fact that a ger was disqualified by the Torah for certain functions, like Saint Tachin Lissucha Vassanacho Ish Nochri, we cannot hold an office, is not characteristic at all of our view of the Ger as a Yisrael. It does not reflect any, what shall I say, any negative approach on the part of the Aloha. There is not a single bit of difference between a ger and the rabbi of Israel or the king Gobel. The same Kedusha as Israel. But a ger is disqualified, I mean, with regard to certain functions, to certain missions. That's only one mission. It does not, you cannot hold an office. With them there, he knows not because he has the last Kedushas Yisrael. But the count gave him, they can recall. But even a man there has Kedushas Yisrael. I mean, there is in Michas Chinuch a possibility that Michas Chinuch speaks about a combination of Cain and Mamzer. It's possible that a Mamzer might be a Cain. Mom's a king, but a mamzer is canceled with Lucia Stune. So, a sugi yomes, a ramon arrived, came to Tsuedako. But it is logically not mutually two alachic concepts, mamzerus and kuhune, are not always, not mutually exclusive. But I may hear it. אפילו ממזר קינגו, אפילו הקינגוד למהורץ, הוא ממזר תלמיד חכום, ואיז ממזר קדם, איז ממזר קדם לקינגוד, הוא לך יתר, you have to save people. And of course, the קדושי of the personality plays an important role, איז ממזר תלמיד חכום, קדם לקינגוד למהורץ. And if it's true of ממזר, it's definitely true of גר. And I'll give you an example. The Rambam has the list of the Shalsheret HaKabbalah, the Maser, Shem, 42 days, 42 generations between Mabralas Ravasi and Meshur Abed. Among them, he has two, Shmai Vartalia, and the Rambam says, Gera Tzedek. The Gemara in Yume would confirm it. But the Gemara in Yumi, you don't know exactly where the Gerim themselves, So do their descendants of Gera.
Yeah.
But the Rambam, Ram says Mifuresh, who Shmaya Vaftarin Gera Tzedekoy. If the Ram says that Shmaya Vaftarin were Gera Tzedek, so the Ram means they themselves were going for it. But in the Gemara, you know, also calls him Bnei Amin. But in Godel, who felt hurt, and then the people left in and joined Shmaya Vaftarin. So he called Shmaya Vaftarin Bnei Amin, the children of non-Jews. Apparently they themselves were Gera Tzedek. No. We know that the Rambam, for that the Rambam enumerates the Shalshemes of Kabbalah, he always, I mean, after all, there were hundreds and thousands of daily Yisrael in each generation. When he says, for instance, Vabai Kibul Merabe, he don't mean only Vabai Kibul Merabe, hundreds of Aschach Mechazal Kibul Merabe. But Abai Verobe, who was the God Lador. I mean, while the Sanhedrin was in existence, so the Rambam mentions the Masere, Kibel, who Kibel, he cannot mention all Shirin's enemy, we don't know their names. So the Rambam will always mention the name of the Nosin Davben. Usually the Zug is most probably, the Zug is most, my Vatalim belong to the Zug. The Zug is most probably consisted, I mean, of the Nosin Davben. So Shmai Vaftalim, one was the Nosi and the Sanhedrin, since their names are mentioned among the Chachmei Maaseh, the Braise, I mean the Mishnah Novice mentioned them. Shmai Vaftalim came with him. So apparently Shmai Vaftalim, I mean, one of them was the Nosi, the other one, Avben. It means that Shmai or Vaftalim, probably Shmai, was the Nosi and the Sanhedrin. There is a question which rises. Prime fact, it's insoluble. How could a Nosi of the Sanhedrin be a girl? But the Gemara says that we are Gargusse, if that is a well which you distribute water, so he cannot be appointed as the, what shall I say, as the inspector or the inspector of the well, who distributes the water. So this office is denied to a girl. But the most exalted office, I mean, in our history, the most exalted office. Is there an office more exalted than to be the Moshe Sedor? I mean, you know what the Ram writes about Bez Nagodo Shibashalai. I mean, if somebody remembers it. The Ram writes about Bez Nagodo Shibashalai. The Ram is careful with words, I would say. Bez Nagodo Shibashalayim, a Mika Tere Shibalpeh, they are the foundation of Tere Shibalpeh, the Eim Amude Ayroe, they are the pillars of Ayroe, ומהם חוק ומשפט יצא לכל ישראל. And they are the teachers and the legislators of the entire Knesset Israel. So this most exalted office, which is what the office of whom? Whose office was it? Meshe Rabbeinu. The Ram said, והנוסי אימי תחת Meshe Rabbeinu. Very strange. The Ram מן הכסל הלאו. Says, Agodil, Shinema Osfoli Shinimish Mizikni Yisroel, Umeisha Al Gabeyem, Shinema Vesyatsu Shamimo, Areshivim Vechot, Agodil Bechokhme Shebekulom Mishirin Eise Rosh Alea, Vu Rosh Ayeshivo, Vu Shikerim Eise Achachom Nosi Bechol Moke, Vu Eime Tachas Meish Rabbeinu. It is he personalized Meish Rabbeinu. It's not just a Nosi. There was only one Nosi, basically. Namely who? Meshe. But there was only one king of them. Namely Av. The following king in Delim just personify Av. Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushos Yishal Av. We don't say Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushos Yishal Kuhuna. We don't say Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushos Yishal Kuhuna. Because there is no separate Kedushos Kuhuna.
The Grisha's kuna consists in impersonating, in the metaphysical sense, how. The same is nothing and at all. Not just there is a nothing. The nothing is making. The eternal nation which is reincarnated, re-personified, every time a Nasi is appointed. With this office, the most sacred, the most exalted office, was turned over to Shmuel Aftal. The king say that here is inferior and vicious Israel. To native Jew, it's impossible. So the question was, so I asked once my father in law, so what is Aloche? As Ger is possible, how can you imagine, I mean, Shmayu is possible, disqualified, I mean, to render halachic decisions. His personal love should be the nursery of the Sanhedrin. So my father answered me, what should happen according to your opinion? If Shmai was a God Lador, Shmai apparently was a God Lador, so the God Lador should not be appointed as nursery, not only nursery, not even as a member of the Sanhedrin. That's absurd. And somebody who knows much less should be appointed as nursery. I mean, the father told me that in Minui, in a pair of minui, is a girl not disqualified. There are two kinds of minui. There are administrative minui, there are political minui. Reish Gargusse, which the Gemara in Yvonne speaks, is administrative appointment. To be in charge of the water, of distribution of water. It's commissioner of water. You don't appoint the girl as a commissioner of water. All right? Because this administrative office, Mikarev Rachichotas and Allah Melech, means Melech in the sense of any administrative appointment, well, Melech is also administrative appointment. But there is another kind of appointment. The Nosfer Yeshivi Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. The Gibar Teimoch, the Atzalto Meruach Asher Olecho, the Executive Project, the Atzalti Meruach Asher Olecho. I'll speak to thee, and I'll bestow my spirit upon thee, and my spirit upon thee will emanate and be bestowed upon them. It's exactly. This is why, how does the Rambam know that the Nasi of Sanhedrin is emitach as Meshach Rabbeinu? That's a re-personification, the reincarnation of Meshach Rabbeinu, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Meshach. I would not bestow my spirit separately upon each one of them. But through thee, we are added him off, we depart him, we are added him, we depart him off, we are assault him in a ruach asher olecho. They share in the ruach hakedesh of Meshach Rabbeinu. And this, according to the Rambam, applies not only to the 70 skenim, which constituted the first Sanhedrin, but every Sanhedrin throughout the millennia and the centuries, but every Sanhedrin, actually, I mean, after all, the most exalted institution in Yahadus, I mean, shared in Ruche Shel Meshach Rabbeinu, in the spirituality and the inspiration, the Ruach HaKedesh of Meshach Rabbeinu. This is a gear, this is measured only by two criteria. A theoretical criteria, whether it's Chacham Yisrael, whether his scholarship is great, the greatest as far as scholarship, and also as far as his moral behavior is concerned, the Chassidus.
Doesn't a Nasi have a bit of Melech?
No, not at all. The Melech is called Nasi, but the Nasi is not Melech. The Melech is called Nasi, Nasi Kiyachta. But a Nasi is not Melech. Is the Nasi, this is depends upon Yire and Yidias Atere. There are two criteria which you have to meet. Ger, no Ger, I mean, might be a king God, who cares about it. Just no, because there was no yichas. The Gemara didn't say because of gear. First of all, you don't know Rabbi Akiva. Certainly the father was a gear. Rabbi Akiva might be in image of Timon in Israel. But that time they were looking for yichas mishpoche. Rabbi Akiva had no yichas mishpoche, no Gemara in Brochas. Okay, Rabbi Lozman Zahir had yichas mishpoche. Rabbi Akiva could not. How far could Rabbi Akiva trace his genealogy? My father, fine. What about you say that? Just a moment, I'll come to you. Don't worry, I'll come to you. The father told me, do you mean we had it with the Bartim or the Tzaltim in the Ruach? Did it make a difference whether the God of Israel was a Ger or a King God or Nachshon Ben Aminodov? If Nachshon Ben Aminodov had been qualified, he would have shared in Beruch HaShalmeshe. And if a Ger is qualified, under two aspects, under the aspect of what? Of Torah knowledge, intellectually, and also morally. See that? So certainly, it's a girl who was one of these Shiva Miskene. So the question is, all right, a girl is still possible of me? All right, Ghana is possible of me. So as a matter of fact, up to you, my father's here, now I'm his mind. I don't know, I don't remember whether I asked my father the question or not. Still a girl is possible of me? All right. Wonderful, everything. The appointment is ahead of me. Rabbi Zeron, it depends upon, exclusively upon two criteria, namely Yediyas HaTorah and Yireh and Halas Hashem. But it's not depend upon the family background of the particular individual. Yes, correct. But still there is a law against the law. So I'll give you the answer. The Rambam sheet is that in every interior, every best, not only Sanhedrin, every best, does the salvation up to Sanhedrin there. Then, for instance, they have to decide a matter or issue a verdict, a psak aloche. There are two minyonim. There are two minyonim, omduli minyan twice. There's a double decision, never better. One decision is in abstract, whether the din aloche is like that. There is no interior between Reuven, Horeb, and Hefesh. There is a question whether Reuven, the instrument, was thrown at Shimon, was Bekeach Rishon or Bekeach Sheni. You know, sometimes quite a question. Bekeach Sheni. And then that question, is it amazing? Is at the first stage of the Masel Matan, there is just a controversy. There is only a theoretical controversy. It's not din yet. It comes under a roe. What is the din atere about Keach Sheni? Potter, of course. What is din atere about Shege Kor Lemezi? Is the Keach Adam Neregolo, Veni Neregolo? Fine on me. For what is the Aloch and Mezi B'mikse Sataine? There is Aida Messiah. Am I relieved of the Shwe? I'm not relieved of the Shwe. The first discussion, what the Ram calls Maso Matan, is not related to the person, to the litigant. Not at all. Not related to them. It is simply an abstract discussion at the level, of Hiroe, which is not related to Maso. Nor is it related to a certain single individual. All right, it happens so that it is important. The results of the debate in Sanhedrin Gdele will be pertinent to a certain case. But there is a Miyan Shaleroe. After the Miyan Shaleroe took place, Omdu Venimnu, and there is, for instance, that Keach Shei, Keach Rishon is Chayev, Keach Sheni is Potter, or Shei Korv Lemezid is Ger Adam Ein Nerev Olof. After that, Sobezden is concerned with the individuals, with the case. Then is a second minyan, whether Ishpleini Chayev Ato Or is plain Zakayato. There are 2 million. 1 million, 1 euro here. Is at the level of what to say it. Fury? I mean, das Tera? Simple aloche? Whether Ida Messiah is the Chayva Shue or is Petam Nashue or not Petam Nashue. So the aloche is like the Rabinetam or like the Rambam. This is one question. And this is pure, a pure debate, a pure halachic debate. It's absolutely no relationship to the government, to the litigants, or to the people, to the parties which are involved in the case, and which precipitated this particular discussion. There's not going to forget about it. After the aloche bruro, the theoretical, I mean, pure aloche has been established at a speculative level, actually. So then there's the concern itself with application. If it is application, then it's not a roi anymore. But what is it? Din. This is a Rambam, this is not mine. I want you to show. I'll show you a Rambam. See? Fine. Yeah, my sin is very good. It is a Talmud Chacham in addition to it. But if he is the same Talmud Chacham as someone else, but if the plebeian is the greatest Talmud Chacham Zakeh, and there is Aida Yachs in Yerushalayim, that Hashem Bor doesn't know, so you prefer Shmaya to Mr. Sons or to Rabbi Sons. Zeshon Omenim. Dine Momenes. וכן התומס וכן התארס אוהב ובני רב ותלמיד את ליז ליזן כאפול את הרם פרק ידע לבלוח את זין דין המומנס וכן התומס וכן התארס אוהב ובני או רב ותלמיד מיינים איסם בשניים ודין הנפושס ומקס וקידוש החדש מיינים איסם באחות The question is, how does Ahav Ubnei get on the burden of Dine Momenes and Dine Nefoshes? Look, apparently, that according to the Rambam, they were craving the burden. So the Rambam himself says, Zeshon Emenim, Ohavim Aben, Ben Bechot, Ben Beshnayim, וישו יאחד מהם בסנהדרים, והשני הוא ימין התלמידים, שנמה יש לי עולם את סחוס החירו, שם and joy means it was not in the Bezen, but it was outside of the Bezen. Among those who were present, שם and דורו ונסים ונסים נימי ונימי נימי. So, ובשז גמר דין, אין גמרים עשה דין בקרבים, שעד היום עם הקרבים פסולים לא דין. So the Rambam has here, two levels of what? Of Maise Bezen. No, it will come to me. Of Maise Bezen. First of all, it's a theoretical level. At that level, you forget, Bezen forgets about the individuals, about the case itself, about the litigants. It's not a question of Chayev and Potter related to two individuals. It's simple opinion. They'll say. It's pure Allah. Pure Psak. Not Psak. Pure Irwe. And here is Ahav Ubnei, sometimes are counted as two, sometimes as one, because he's influenced by the father. But actually, Korev does not interfere here. You count the opinions of craving. However, Bishaz Gmardin, is it? Bishaz Gmardin, is then the craving disqualify themselves, remove themselves, and then it is already Psagdin. Of course, as Psagdin, It is psagd din. It's misha kosher lohoi, kosher lohoi, misha kosher lohoi, kosher lohoi. Is the craven disqualify themselves, remove themselves, and there is another mien. You stand up and count, and you count. And this is agmarvit. If the chesan hedon, if this is true at any person, this is true. Of Bezen Shel Gimel, which is not the Rebbe Shal Kol Yisrael. The function of Rebbe Shal Gimel is to render decisions. Juridic decisions. It's still before you render the decision, there is what a stage at which, I mean, Besdin has to arrive at conclusions, I mean, at a speculative manner, at a theoretical speculative manner. The Hadvorim Kalochena, Ben Kalochena. A Besdin Agonash Roshlai. What was the function of Besdin Agonash Roshlai? Basically, not many things require the approval of Besdin Agonash Roshlai. Not many things. How many things require? Mitzvot Kiddush Yom Azore. Nira Nedachas. How often did the case of Nira Nedachas take place? What happened? Novi Ashekia. King Godel. King Godel Shechoto. I mean, all right, it was not necessary to have a Besdin Agonash. I mean, sitting with Kfagodis every day. It's very rare cases. Yeah. The more there, they used to decide the Yichas from Kune. All right, but they used to sit there, day in, day out, until Chatzis. It means almost Netzach Hamah until Chatzis. What did they do all the time? You ask me, what did you do all the time? I always ask about a king. Tera says, Chelef Avidosko, Tera gives for Dalet Matnes Kune to a king, in exchange for the service he gives. What does a king give? What does it give, service? Service is not like that. As the Gemara in Tanis and the Rav Matri Amin says, as the Kuhune, Kenim, were divided into 24 Mishmas. Yeah. Each Mishmer was divided into the body of it. It means a king used to work, be engaged in the service, one day a week, twice a year. Almost twice a year. You guys chile la bidasra, chile la bidasra. Huh? But what chile la bidasra? Why should I give them Truma and Truma Smeisser and Pisa Ben and Chodalat Matnes Kune? You just read it. About Chodalat Matnes Kune and Shabbos. The answer is apparently that Kenan had another function. The function from Korban was the secondary function. So was the first. Jerem Mishpatech Ole Yaakov is a Roskol in Israel, of course. And to say sure, I mean, a job. It takes many hours to prepare the shiur, and it takes... If it is true, I'm not joking, I'm not in that mood now. I'm serious about it. If it is true of the... Of the Kerim, the Chadvorim Kalochena, the Mbneshe Kalochena. It is true of whom? But what does Ram say? There's not only Shabbosalayim. I mean, Mehem Chokum Mishpat Yeitu Lechol Yisrael. All Shalit. Ki Kolem Chodol Ha Mishpat, Ben Din Ledin, Ben Dam Ledam, Ben Nega Lenega. The Rebbe Shalachon. 99% of the time was consumed by Bez Nagoru, not as far as Dinim are concerned. Or Piske Dinim. Dinim means, I mean, for instance, to George or to individuals, or Aira Nedaha, was spent not on Psak Dinim, pertaining to Ignore Asheka, or on Baishenu, or no, none of the Asheka at all. King Godel, when did it happen that King Godel was demoted? I mean, a corrupt King Godel, that never happened. They used to die by themselves, as I'll say, she's amazing, we're in the team, she's not so, as I'll say, she never showed her friend to town. Yeah. Very seldom. So 99% of the time, what the Bez Nagoda consumed, in what area? In Talmud Torah. In understanding the halacha, in classifying the halacha, in defining the halacha, in inferring, acquiring, so forth, and so on. For that, Shmaya Vaftalion could have been appointed. Fine. The question is only, where was the gap in the Midbar? You see, you just one question. Where was the gap in the Midbar? No. In the Machnes, where was the Gerna Midbar? The Chumash, the Torah doesn't tell us anything. Where were the Gira? Gira Tzedek, I don't mean the assassin. But the Gira Tzedek, where were they? Where were they, the Gira Tzedek? Is the Gira Tzedek might be a mere to all of them, they the David Machnes. There was no Machne Gira, or did you ever hear of Machne Gira? It's quite possible. As Machne Gadigerim, who were distributed among the Dalit Machnes Israel. They were Gerim. Vasafsuf were the Gerim, the Ram says, Vasafsuf were the Gerim Shinim Gerim Atzerem. It's a different story, but the difference of Gerim Atzerem and Gerim Shinim Atzerem. It's the Shilimish might have been a Gerim, but I don't know what happened during the Shilimish, but Sanhedrin, the Minuitere Sanhedrin, is dependent upon two qualifications. Namely, Chochma Satere and Yira Shomayim. All right, I don't have no Mishpat, I don't know. We shaped that Israel, I don't know. It's an administrative job. It's a matter like that. It's a matter of let us come to this. It's a matter of that. Ishmael Aftarian is a gear kosher to be in Sanhedrin Dele. On the contrary, Sanhedrin Ktane is worse in this regard. Because Sanhedrin Ktane has no function, has no mission of teaching. Sanhedrin Ktane has only one mission, namely what? Nefoshes, to act in criminal cases. So the appointment to Sanhedrin Ktane is administrative nature, a judicial administrative nature. If it's a judicial administrative appointment, it's a girl saying to us, Malach HaMalach, Mekerav Achich, to us, Malach HaMalach, Yisuch HaLash, Malach HaMalach, Ish Nochri, Asholei Achecho. But the minute to Bez Nagod of Yerushalayim, after all, don't forget something else. The minute Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin existed after the destruction of the Second Commonwealth. Until the Tverje, what did Sanhedrin in Tverje do? There were no Dinifoshis anymore, there were no Horim Anidochis. Before, what did they do? Yoshu Bechnuye. They left the Gizah. What did they do this at all? There was no Mishmak anymore. The Aloch in the Mishneh, Alochik Divrezeh, it was like Kenata and Amere disagree with the Tane, because the Amere, there was no Sanhedrin anymore. But Tanoim, their opinions were accepted or rejected by the Sanhedrin, but there's no God. Anyway, what I want to tell you, I can give you many examples, that the Sanhedrin, that Minuitere Ager, is not excluded from Minuitere, and Ager is not excluded from something else, from Nivue. Very strange. He's excluded from being appointed from the administrative appointment. Like Rosh Gargusse, like a water commissioner, but he's not appointed from Nivue. A Vadiager? Will you tell me that a Vadiager was not in Israel? It was not in the Dinish Elio? Of course it was in the Dinish Elio. Because the first job of Israel was the Masere. This transmission, this passing on of the Terem, from generation to generation. And this again, I mean, is completely dependent upon two criteria, namely, Yedia Satere and Yerushalayim, that's all. The Chochmah B'Yira, that's all. And if the Ger is qualified, so the Ger is appointed. And Israel is rejected. As a matter of fact, so Shmai Vaftarim were in the Sanhedrin. When they discussed, what shall I say, Mechitzes, Shmai Vaftarim could participate in Mechitzes, in a discussion about, what shall I say, about Pigul and Esau, or about Tumesmes and Mekloes, could they participate or not? Well, of course, the Sanhedrin, not all Sanhedrin knew as much. The other members of Sanhedrin did not know as much as Shmai Vaftarim, so they were consulted. And they were members of Sanhedrin. Then the same Sanhedrin, they could discuss Sanhedrin, they could discuss the Mitzvah of the Basra, why not? Whenever Ira Nedacha, the broad, the population of Ira Nedacha, so also they could discuss the Shmai Vaftarim, the Aloche per se, the pure Aloche. But when it came to application, so Shmai Vaftarim used to excuse themselves, Well, simple, disqualify themselves. Just a moment. And they used to take some two from the Talmudim and they used to be married over. But when the Ram says Shmayel, why did the Ram say Shmayel Vaftani Girat Zerichinu? Why does the Rambam has to tell us? And I believe the Ram said it about Rabbi Kiver, that he was a girl. Okay. Why does the Ram have to say? The Ram in the Rambam speaks about the Master, who is interested to know their genealogy, the background, the family tree. Who is interested to know? Why did the Ram say Girat Zerichinu? But the Ram wanted to emphasize something. As far as Chachna Maser is concerned, he's a ger, not excluded from the Chachna Maser. In effect, we had gerim who were the Nisim from Sahara. One of us, the Nosir, the one that, can you tell me that a ger does not possess as much as a Gdushas Yisrael as a native Yisrael? Can you tell me that a ger is inferior in the ladder of Gdushas Yisrael? He's not inferior at all. See, psulim, but he's not indicative of half inferiority. I always say, the boy from Vilnius, right? He was not a king. Yeah. And there was an issue, most probably, Amaratzin, in each generation. Well, there was some shoemaker or some tailor or star, and then what? Sure. But he happened to be a king. Oren could not go up to the Duchen, the platform, and raising hands and say, Yivarechko. He didn't know yet that ever rabbi blesses the congregation before the party. Yeah. He couldn't. Had a Goyen done it, he would have violated Ayashayk, Hazoel, Duchnev, or Basay, correct? Yeah. And the Amhoret, and according to Ram Natan Amhoret, that even if he's a Balavelis, he should impart the blessings. Now, Tamer, Mayel, Birkas, Kenze, and somebody, Likorov, Lishono, not observant, used to raise his hands and say, Yivarecha to the Goel. Does it mean that this shoemaker or tailor was superior to the Goyim? As far as Gdushas Yisrael is concerned? Even here at Gdushas Kehuna? And the personalistic worth of the Goyim, in personalistic talent, who was below that of the Cain Amoret? Certainly not. Who isn't there are men, there are Shenim who say, and Meisher Rabbeinu King Godeloye is only during the Shiva Simei Amiluyim, not later. Aaron was kosher, Nodav of Aviv was kosher lekune. We were kosher lekune, Meisher Rabbeinu was disqualified from kune. Many Rishonim say, and Meisher Rabbeinu King Godeloye all his life. But the Rishonim will say, and Meisher Rabbeinu King Godeloye only during the Shiva Simei Amiluyim. Shiva Simei Amiluyim. Will you tell me that Aaron was superior to Meisher Rabbeinu? Chas v'sholom, you shouldn't say that. So Hechsher and Tzu is never the barometer of the axiological worth of a human being. And that's why it's ridiculous to speak about Tzu in as indicator of some hierarchy in Gdushas Yisrael. There is no hierarchy in Gdushas Yisrael. There is Gdushas Yisrael, Gdushas Levi, Gdushas Kehuna. Sometimes Gdushas Yisrael is above Gdushas Kehuna. However, Gdushas Kehuna means qualified a person to perform certain duties, and Gdushas Yisrael does not. But as far as in terms of axiology, of personalistic axiological worth of the person, is Hechsher and Tzu completely are not indicators of that. And that's why, I mean, a lot of final talk could have been eliminated if people would understand it. I mean. This is a girl. All right? What are these girls? What is it? Where did they start?
The same analysis applies to the inclusion of Moshmans in the same process?
Might apply to. In general, Absu does not mean that the person is unworthy of it. Very worthy. Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly worthy of everything. But excluded. That's all. That's exactly what Kerach did not do. When he said, Kechol ha'edo kulam gdeshim v'seichom ad Hashem u'madua tisnasu ha'kol Hashem, he identified Hechsher and Psul with hierarchic axiology. But this law, Kol ha'edo kulam gdeshim u'meish is also Kodesh, then there is no tisnasu ha'kol Hashem, the Cain is not above, but the fact that a Cain is called upon to perform the Aveda and the Zarno, belongs into different realms from Hershom. So it's not a question of ontological worth or ontological dignity. Very simple. I don't understand. Right, I want just another thought. This is one thought of mine. That's what I told you. I want to say something else. There is now, I mean, and I am not, it's quite, what shall I say, the Rambam Shite in Gere Mordechai, in Gere David Ushleime, in Gere Simpson, you know, the Machlekes of the Gemara, I know him, even, whether Gere Mordechai in Esther, Gere Tzadik or not. Who you pass now the Argeret? Who you pass the Machlekes of Yudhi? What was the name of Dovah Tameh? Aram Nechari. Correct? Yes. Who you pass now the Argeret Mordechai Vester, Argeret Dovah Zushleime, Argeret. The Rambam, it's another thought, it's nothing to do with what I do. The Rambam somehow is very strange about it. Very strange about it. If you have the Rambam, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you to wait. If it's there, it should have been. Aloha Yudalas, I want to say something which might frighten you, I mean, and I don't know, I'm not too sure that it is true. But I believe the Rambam has it in mind. Because otherwise the Rambam's, the two halachas are complete mystery. You don't know where the Rambam wants to go. Al yale al daitecho, a Mishias Yisroel, a shleime melech Yisroel, shenikro yidi adishem, nosu noshim nochiz b'giyusam, as Mary, back to Gentile women. Then, when a representative, if you bring a Yerdeh, you understand very well that the Yerdeh is a Rambam, is no good, and the Rambam is not a Gemara. So if you bring a Yerdeh, it means a Yerdeh, a Rambam, a Gemara. Now, who is fair for it?
Yerdeh
is an abbreviation. Now, y'all are right, Shimshein, a Mashiach, Yisroel, Yishlemi, Melech Yisroel. I would beg you to pay attention to the Ram because it's an enigma. Nosu noshin nochri eis begi yusa. No, chas v'shalom. Listen. Melech Yisrael shenikro yidi adishem. Nosu noshin nochri eis begi yusa. As Mary, back to Gentile women. Elosod adobo kachu. Then, when a representative, you should bring a Yerdeh, you understand very well that the Yerdeh with the Rambam is no good, and the Rambam without the Gemara is no good. So you say, bring a Yerdeh, means a Yerdeh, a Rambam, a Gemara. Now, whom is fair for it? Whom is fair for it?
Yerdeh is an abbreviation.
Al yalal dait chosh, shimshein ha-mishiyas Yisroel, ishlemi melech Yisroel, I would beg you to pay attention to the Ram because it's an enigma. Nosu noshim nochriyes begiyusa. No, chas v'sholem, listen. El soda dobo kapus, asot. שהמצלו הנכנו כשיובי הגר הגיירס להסגייר בית גנחוף שמו בגלל מומן שייטאו אי בשביל שרורו שרורו שייזקו לו אי מפני הפחד בו להיכנס לדעס הפחד בו להיכנס לדעס הסגיר עם עוד חי ואספר שרורו מומן הפרנט להסגיר את דוד השלמך One joins the fold because he wants to protect himself against danger. The other one joins the fold because he wants to benefit from it. You're right. V'mishu beitkin achov shemoyin of nosen bisho yudis. Also is involved. V'mishu hi beitkin shemoyin of nosen bibochu mibachu v'yisrael. In leinim tzolem ilo, it means there is no ulterior motive. אם נמצא להם אילו אחרס, את נינול תיריו מאותי, מדין איסון קיבת אל התירו, ותרח שיש בסיוסו, עלה מאורץ, by the way, what do I mean, תרח, תרח, קיבת אל התירו, ותרח שיש בסיוסו. Right. תלמתרד עם הסרט, פסח. This also difficult. And then, to comply with the mitzvahs is a difficult job. But the Ram says one thing only. Allah me'oretz, ha'me'oretz, suffer for me. It's not difficult for a Talmid Chacham. But a ger is an ha'me'oretz, we have to warn him. Kedei she'yifrashu, im kibbu v'lei pirshu, the role way so, and the Bezna understands, she'chozru me'avo, that they want to join us because of love, מקבלס, שנמה ותרא כי נזמץ אסילו לכס איתו ותרדה לדבר עליו. לא נעית. לפיכו, וקיבלו בזן גיר עם כל ימי דוד ושלמה, בימי דוד שמה מן הפחד חוזר. ובשלמה שמה בשביל המלכוס, והטיבו והגדולו שהיו בו ישראל חוזר. לא? שכל החזר, מן העקום בשביל דובו מהבוי או אילום מפורטיריו מוטיס is motivated by profit אין אם הגיר הצעק is the Rambam says not all גירים are גיר הצעק we don't know that we say well גיר הצעק לא לנו but every גיר is a גיר הצעק if he's a Yisrael is a גיר הצעק what the Rambam even discriminate, this is number one already. The Ram discriminates between Gerim and Geri HaTzedek. Einam and Geri HaTzedek. Ve'af al pikein, who you Gerim harbe mizgayrim b'midovid u'shleimei b'fnei idiates. What does it mean b'fnei idiates? What does it mean reform rabbis here? What does it mean b'fnei idiates? What does it mean b'fnei idiates? Who did not investigate well whether they acted like idiates. Ram doesn't mean idiates. Idiates means they acted not in the manner, in the proper manner, and they did not investigate, explore the, so to say, the axiology of the Geos. That's the meaning. I don't mean idiates are more right.
But the magnificent is that we don't say
bullshit, though. All right, let us be say I'm wrong. But as kosher it is, all I want to eliminate means, you can say, psulim it is. Not Ram Shitti is, Shalei Bifne Gimel is the Geos, not Geos. But though we did not, we are not as meticulous as they were required. Right, fine. Because the Ram is the Loshen is very strange. Voyabezn agodil cheshishim lohem. But what does Ram mean here? Bezn agodil cheshishim lohem. Leidechi neisom achar shetovu mikol mokeim. What does the Rambam say? How did he handle those gerim? How did he handle those gerim? No, you take him, what is it? Socially, they didn't associate. You know, they don't have to.